Hello there, this is Dave Allen with The Gold, and, well, things are okay, not bad at all. I'm at work at the moment, taking a break, and the campsite is emptying out rapidly. Going to be delighted to be able to have some vacation. Since beginning of March, or somewhere about then, I've been working non-stop, only with one day off per week, and, well, when it gets like that, you get to the end of the season, you really need a break, and I could do with a vacation. Yesterday, my iPhone 6 turned up, which was great because it was a day when I had a day off and I was able to spend lots of time playing with it. Now, I mean, setting it up and getting it ready for my use. I am really very chuffed with it. I kind of half wish that I'd got the bigger one, but the one I've got is kind of big enough anyway. But even so, with the bigger one, it would have been interesting, shall we say. And I'm tempted still. I could take this back after, you know, before 14 days and say, no, I don't want to keep this one, and then just get the next one up, you know. But I know I'll probably end up staying with this one, because the thing is that the extra 100 I have to spend to get the same but bigger with the iPhone 6 Plus, I could spend the 100 on the iPad that I plan to get when this new iPad is going to be released and announced to the world later on this month. And some people are saying the 16th, and some people are saying the 21st. In polite company, there are some things that you shouldn't talk about, so they say. One of them is politics, the other one is religion, and, well, I suppose there's also the bodily functions and stuff like that, and rumpy-pumpy and going to the toilet, but, I mean, that's kind of a given, really, isn't it? But the other one that perhaps you shouldn't talk about, as I've been finding out about recently in a discussion that was going on, I think it was in Google+, is that you shouldn't talk about which operating system you are aligning yourself to. It's quite funny, really. I mean, I've had a leg on both sides of the fence for about last year and a half, and so I'm not completely biased. I'm not a complete Apple fanboy, even though I've just gone back to the iPhone and I'm really delighted that I've gone back. I can see that there's some good things about Android, but at the moment I'm kind of on the camp of the better things are with the Apple, because Apple have caught up with a lot of the things that I was loving over on the Android side. Anyway, there were some people making some comments about stuff, and I made a comment saying I was getting the iPhone 6 and I was delighted to be getting it after being using Android for a while. And the vitriol that stirred up. I could have been talking about doing terrible things to nuns after dark, or something like that, because of the way that people are going to go at it. Just because you decide on going with Android, or whether you go on the side of Apple. And to a large extent, what I was saying was that, no, I've been over on Android side for a year and a half, and I'm glad to be going back, and I gave my sensible reasons and well-judged reasons as to why I was going to go back to start using Apple again. It's quite funny, really. I mean, you could have some entertainment out of this by sort of, you know, gently winding people up by saying whatever you wanted to say and seeing which way they sort of jumped out of it, and quite a lot of them were throwing the toys out of the pram just because you were saying something against... Well, you didn't have to say something against Android, you only had to say something for Apple. And they were kind of getting all excited. So that's part of the fun. So anyway, what do I like about this iPhone 6 since I've got it? Well, I've got the thing in my hand now, and I'm doing some recording, and I'm using an application called Twisted Wave. And that is one of the things I like about using iOS, because the apps are so much better. I tried over a year and a half to see if I could find an application that would do as good a job as Twisted Wave on Android, and I didn't find one. I found a couple that was quite close. Audio Evolution Pro was pretty good. Didn't quite get there. And the other thing was is that they have this automatic gain control on the Android phones. And, well, it just didn't work out for me. You don't get a good sound and recording when you're using automatic gain control. And with this one here, I can set the input volume to whatever level I want it to suit the microphone that I'm using. And another application I'm going to try, which is on the audio side of things, is Audio Boom. Now, Audio Boom is what this is being recorded for. It used to be called Audio Boo. I've added an M to it. I don't blame them, really. It sounds a bit better having Audio Boom. It's sort of boom, boom, boom. It kind of makes the point, really, doesn't it? So I'm recording an Audio Boom, and I'm going to... I should have tried recording in the application that came with this iPhone. I didn't. I'll give it a try next time, because the thing with using Twisted Wave is that I can do some editing of it. What will be interesting is if I could use the audio that I've recorded into this and send it to Audio Boom and do it that way. If not, then it doesn't really matter. I can do a bit of adjusting of some of the settings with the audio. When I get back home on the Mac and upload it from there. But in any case, it's going to be nice anyway that I can do a quick audio boom from within my iPhone. Now, another thing that I really quite like about the iPhone that I've got now is that it's got a lot of health applications on there. Now, I've been losing weight like mad since February. I've lost 13, getting on towards 14 kilo. And I'm delighted. I thought it was going to be really difficult. I thought I'd be really struggling and getting miserable about it, but it was easy. I mean, when you sum it up, really, about losing weight, it's a case of eat less, move more. Four words, that's all you need. You don't need fancy diets or anything like that. All you need is those four words. Eat less and move more. So I've been doing that. And now that I've nearly finished at the end of this season here at the campsite, where I do a lot of my moving because I'm walking all the time and running around showing people their camping places and stuff like that, I'm going to be back at home and I'm going to be sitting in my desk and I'm going to be writing, and I'll just have to make a point to stand up every now and again and do some standing up stuff. I do a lot of dog walking. But I've got a few applications there, one of them called Map My Walk, and it will allow me to record all the walks that I take. It does a map of it as well, like it says in the name of the application. And it also will give you all the details about how fast you were walking and whether it was a long enough walk. And there's lots of data that you get from that. And you can send the data from that into another application, and it's called MyFitnessPal. And with MyFitnessPal, you can put data in there about what you're eating as well. So it counts up the amount of exercise that you've had. It counts up the amount of food intake that you've got in terms of calories. And it gives you an idea as to how you're doing for the day with regards to this eat less and move more sort of thing, and whether it all balances up. The numbers that are in it are a bit different. I've been using an application before called Noom, and that was giving me 1,400 or so calories to eat per day. Although it just counted the steps, it didn't give me all the other exercise and calorie thing. Although there was a certain amount of calorie counting if I logged a workout, say when I was doing some cycling or walking or something like that. But the numbers for the foods are different, and it seems that you know, a biscuit with the MyFitnessPal only worked out at less than 100 calories, whereas with the Noom it was 200 calories, and yet there was a smaller number as well. So I'll have to just sort of work out as to how I'm going to sort that out to make sure they don't eat more because I'm being allowed more calories as such. Maybe the numbers are wrong somewhere and I should find out where they are. I'll work it out anyway. So the health apps there. That health app, I bought a bundle of them for €4.49. There was Map My Run, Map My Walk, Map My Ride, which is cycling, and there was a Map My Hike as well. I think there's five applications in there altogether. So pretty good bundle. I bought another bundle as well. I've got the bundle for, it wasn't to do with fitness type stuff. It was a bundle to do with Paste Plus. There was another one, Agenda Plus. I haven't found out what any of these do yet. The Paste one, it looks quite interesting. If you've got something on your clipboard, then you can easily move that from the clipboard into something else. You just go into the notifications and you have a whole pile of choices there of what you do with it. You can send it to certain applications. And yeah, basically whatever's on the clipboard, it looks like it's going to be quite useful. So that was another bundle that I bought. So I am really enjoying this application testing phase of using the iPhone 6. I like Siri. I'm getting more use out of it now because it does more. And I showed it to a colleague at work here, and of course he wanted to talk dirty to it to see what she would say. Even though I was suggesting that you should try asking some sort of question like, what is the meaning of life? And the number came back as 42, or the answer came back as 42. So there you go, this is Dave Allen doing a bit of a talk about various bits and pieces to do with having the new iPhone 6 and what it's like with regards finishing off at the campsite and being ready for having some vacation. So talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.